Well, and Melinda Gates, and I'm not sure how familiar people will be with these two. Their New World Order, they're generational Satanists. It's a controlled economy. Bill Gates didn't just come up with some programs because he's just so smart and start out a company and succeed in a free market system. No, it's all rigged. It's government controlled, and the government and Satanism are united as one. You're dealing with the Illuminati, the New World Order. You're dealing with Satanists. Take a look at this picture of Bill Gates. The MO of the Satanists is that they're transgender. Does that look a little feminine to you? We're going to be seeing the chin implants. You know, they do a lot with the chin implants to change male to female in facial appearance. We're going to see that, in my opinion, both Bill Gates and Melinda Gates have chin implants. Surprise, surprise. So you might think that Bill Gates just looks simply like a nerd. Well, it's propaganda, so they're making him look a certain way. But take a look. It's a very female face and appearance. You basically have a chin implant. Other than the chin implant, you're looking at a girly boy. So I won't discuss it in great detail, but basically the Satanists transgender their children in worship of Satan. It's the Baphomet, the merger of male and female. That's why you see the black with the white and the Masonic, good and evil switching the two. They switch male and female. Now that they can switch the male and female and they're getting quite good at it, they're doing it in a very prolific manner in the satanic circles. They transgender their children. So the MO would be because Bill Gates is a Satanist and he's a generational Satanist and he is promoted into being handed a high public figure role and a lot of money that he's transgender. That's the MO. So Bill Gates is all for population reduction, depopulation, global genocide. He's a transgendered Satanist. Look at those shoulders. We're going to look with him with shoulders and hips. He's basically got the female type face. All you have going on there is a chin implant. Look at those hips. We're going to see more of those hips. You know, he's got the female frame going on. And all he's got going for him to make him look like a man is the chin implant. Take a look there. It's an implant. It's not natural. And you'll see the picture more and more. But just take a look, and I want you to start looking at Bill Gates and start considering a tranny. I think he's a tranny. Look at the little girly hand, narrow neck, narrow proportionate shoulders. Look at those legs there. Of course, you got the hips going on all the time. Those are girly legs. Now here is Bill Gates. Look at his hips. There's Melinda Gates. He's got the more female face. She's got the more male face. There's Melinda Gates Young. She's got the male face. She's got the long straight jawline, the higher cheekbones, receding forehead. She is the one who's got the male face. Bill Gates has got the female face. There's the male face with a chin implant. I don't consider that natural or normal. Chin implant. Male face. Look at those legs. She's the one with the male man legs. And Bill Gates has got the female figure. Look at Bill Gates there. He's got more of the female figure, the hips bigger than the shoulders. Take a look and see her chin implant. See the square jaw. She's got the male face. Take another look. She's got the square jaw. She's got the male sloping back forehead, the brow ridge, the higher cheekbones. Melinda Gates has got the male face. They transgender them both, and then these couples pair off. She's got some hips going on, but they're built. And but look at his. He's not supposed to have them, and does. Okay, so take another look at that big square jaw. They did a chin implant on her to make her look more female, but you know, she don't pull it off that good. These Satanists are transgenders. See the chin implant? See how that comes out like that? Chin implant. That's my call on it. just take a look. We got the male and the female reversed. Look at the hips on Bill Gates. We've seen the narrow shoulders. He's got more of a feminine face. Look at the two of them together. She's got the bigger face. The opposite should be true. The man should have the bigger face. But take a look. Who's the man? Who's the woman? It's reversed. It's Baphomet. She's got the more, look at the arms and stuff. Looks manly. It's the reversal. The man is the woman. The woman is the man. And that's what Satanists do. Just take a look. Who's got the bigger face? Who's got the more male face? Who's got the more female face? It's reversed. Bill Gates has got the female face. He's got a chin implant. So what? He's got little girl hands. Look at who's got the man face. Who's got the female face? It's reversed. Bill Gates is the woman. It's reversed. That's what the Baphomet Satanism is. They flip the cross upside down. They flip male and female upside down. Look at the narrow shoulders. Look at Bill Gates. He didn't make his money by his genius. Look at the chin implant. I mean, he's had work done to try to masculinize the face. He's always got the hips going on. No matter what weight he is, he's got woman's hips proportionate to the shoulders. And just look at the two. Who's got the bigger head? The woman. This is art that they like. This is an artist. When you see this butterfly like that, that's their monarch programming for mind control. They abuse people. But what they do is they transgender the children. Take a real look. The monarch butterfly program, when you get right down to it, it's about transgendering the children and mind controlling them. And they love this artwork. It's their satanic cult. It is so saturated. Now take a look at this artwork. It is the silencing part of the mind control they put these children through. And they transgender and satanically, sexually, ritually abuse these children. They've all been through it. They're initiated into the cult and they transgender. That's what they do. You look at Bill and Melinda Gates, they didn't come by their money, by hard work, ingenuity, a fair market system, a startup in his garage. Nonsense. Government, satanically handed to him. He is doing the work for him. Bill Gates promotes abortion, vaccines, depopulation agenda, one world government, one world religion. He's a devil worshiper. They're Satanists. And they're Baphomet. They're transgendered. You look around, I'm telling you, this whole satanic elite is transgendered. It's just good to take a look at it. And if you're a Christian, see how disgusting these people really are, how evil they are, how diabolical, and what Satanism is about in the end game. It's the Baphomet Satanic Illuminati New World Order transgender agenda.